Today, there are new ways to talk about Donald Trump, apparent nominee, de facto nominee. Take your pick.
Things got clearer last night after he won Indiana's primary and his challenger Ted Cruz suspended his campaign. And things are even clearer now as sources confirm to NPR that John Kasich is also calling it quits. Trump took his victory lap at Trump Tower last night, and it sounded like so many others.
It's been some unbelievable day and evening and year, and never have been through anything like this, but it's a beautiful thing to watch and a beautiful thing to behold, and we're going to make America great again. We're going to make America great again.
As we'll hear in a moment, some Republicans are not convinced of that. But first, let's hear from a couple of voters who couldn't be happier about a potential Trump presidency. The first is Richard Keeling. He's an ethnomusicologist in Torrance, California.
Some politicians are in little bubbles where, you know, they're mainly concerned with getting reelected and keeping their donors in line. And maybe not mainly, maybe not all of them, but none of them have a comparable gamut of life experience compared to Mr. Trump. And for me to hear these people who, you know, pretend to be like above him on some personal level, it's just ludicrous.
Keeling changed his registration from independent to Republican so that he can vote for Trump in California's primary next month.
Longtime Republican Crystal Wright is editor of the blog Conservative Black Chick. She says despite some of the things he says, she believes Trump is ultimately more inclusive.
You know, the visceral reaction that my party is having to his win last night and his talking about bringing jobs to Black Americans, Hispanics, I felt all along Donald Trump is bringing together more people into the party than Mitt Romney or McCain or the RNC said they were going to do, you know, 4 years ago.
That's Crystal Wright of the blog Conservative Black Chick.